And we thank the Prescription Shop for being great supporters of Community Speaks. Community Speaks, we do it every Monday through Friday at 10:05 here on KBBS. I'm Brady Safranik, and joining me this morning is Barbara Ward and Father Doug Wasinger with St. Luke's Episcopal Church. Guys, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk about the Surprise You Sale. And Father Wasinger, is this the first year of the Surprise You Sale?
No, we've been around in some type of capacity for like 135 years. It all started with, I think, the Episcopal Church women decided they needed a church, they needed some Sunday school, and they engaged with the troops that were stationed out here, and that's where it all got started. There's a rumor that they would send the men up and down the streets to syntax, you know, if you're not in church, they charge them a nickel for being out there. So that's how they did their fundraising.
All right. Well, I guess that's one way to do it. You guys do it a little differently, though.
Yes.
You've got the Surprise You Sale, and that is coming up this Saturday. It'll be 8 to 11 there at St. Luke's Episcopal Church. Tell us a little bit about this Surprise You Sale. What can people expect to find there?
Well, when you get there, I mean, been my experience here, ever since I got here in 2012, it feels like a reunion, like a family reunion or like a tradition in Buffalo where people would gather. So when you first come in, you'll see we have Christmas wreaths that are ready to be sold. We have different crafts that people have made, but also lots of really good candy and food and baking. And then, if you like, because it's coming off the 3-2-1 sale and people might be a little cold, we have coffee and cinnamon rolls and tea for you to enjoy a little beverage, one beverage before you move to the next events throughout Buffalo.
Certainly, there's a lot going on this Saturday. What has past turnouts for this event look like?
Like I said, it's just like, you know, sometimes I think people are lining up at the door waiting to come in. And so, and it's really busy. It starts at 8 and it just constantly flows, people coming and going, and so it's fun. People chatting, they're catching up, they're visiting, they're planning their day, they're getting ready for the holidays. It just has that that good feel, like what is all right in the world.
Absolutely. And you know, Barbara, we were talking a moment before we came on the air about a cookbook that's going to be out here. Tell us a little bit about this cookbook that's going to be for
sale. We have spent the last year putting together recipes from our members of the church, and we have finally gotten it hot off the press, and it is for sale for $15. There are over 300 recipes, close to 400 recipes. Wow. And a lot of the recipes are recipes from days gone by, so I'm sure that anyone who buys a cookbook, you will see someone's name in there that you know.
So by the recipe, it says whose recipe it was.
Yes, it does, and lots of good food in there.
Very cool. Yeah, 300, 400 recipes. That's a lot of recipes. How long have you been putting this thing together?
It's been close to a year. A couple of the gals at the church have spent a lot of time editing and putting all the recipes together, and, of course, trying to get people to send their recipes in, which was fun. But it's put together, and it's, like I said, it's for sale, and it will be for sale as you come in the door at the Surprise You Sale.
Okay, very cool. And there's a raffle going on for the Surprise You Sale as well. What kind of items can we find in the raffle?
The raffle, you need to buy lots of tickets. We have five $100 gift certificates to Priscilla's Meat, which means that you can take your $100 and you can buy any cut of meat that you want at any time that you want. And they will keep track of it. So you don't have to, if you have a small freezer, you don't have to buy or get all of your meat at one time. We also have a $100 gift certificate to the Sports Lure. We have a handcrafted coffee table made by Ed Crane. And on our tickets, it says that we have $300 in Buffalo Bucks. But for those of you listening, I'll let you know there's $360 of Buffalo Bucks that will be raffled off.
And is that going in one shot? Someone's going to win all 360?
Yes.
Okay.
The tickets are $5 a piece or 3 for $10. They will be on sale at the door as you come in. The proceeds, not just from the raffle, but from the entire Surprise You Sale, 5% is going to go to CASA and 5% will go to the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. And then the rest benefits the church?
It's for all sponsored by the ECW, the Episcopal Church Women.
Okay.
And it's for projects that we do, for outreach projects and different things that we do throughout the year.
Yeah, it's nice that you can put an event on like this and get people to show up year after year, you know, to keep raising funds.
Yes. Yeah, and it's part of like that tradition. We were just talking before we were going on the air. It seemed like this event kind of became the anchor for December, or the first Saturday of December, and where the 3-2-1 sale kind of leads up to it, and then afterwards all those other activities. So I think it was people in Buffalo started realizing, hey, this is a great opportunity to really build on the community and really have a more engagement throughout the whole day. So it's a busy day, and I keep telling people that I don't live in Buffalo, if you ever decide to come, December 1st, first Saturday of December is a great day to just be experiencing Buffalo. You will definitely not be lacking for things to do.
Yeah, so that's absolutely true. And as it sits now, of course, it's only Monday. This can change. But the weather's supposed to be pretty nice on Saturday. It's highs in mid to upper 30s, lows for Saturday night only in the mid 20s, which is very nice for when you have that parade. I remember a few years ago, it was bitterly cold for that parade, and I think everyone drove through that thing about 20 miles an hour just to finish and get home. But it looks like we're going to have pretty good weather for all of that stuff this weekend, including the surprise you sail. Everyone should head out to that from 8 to 11. And anything else you guys want to chime in with the surprise you sail before we kind of wrap things up here this morning?
No, we just hope we see everyone there. It's going to be a fun time and lots of gift ideas in the crafts and lots of baked goods that could be used as gifts or just to take home and eat yourself.
Yeah, either way, you can't go wrong with some of those baked goods. But you mentioned, you know, the craft items as gifts for Christmas, and that's a great thing to get because it's something that not everyone's going to have.
No. Mm-hmm. You know, they're very unique.
Unique items.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, sometimes people really appreciate that.
Yeah, so and then one more thing. It's just nice to be a part of our tradition that's been around for 135 years, and have a good time. Visit. Coffee's always good. The cinnamon rolls are really nice and fresh, and it's just a lot of friendly service and a good time to visit with people that you haven't seen all year.
Sounds good. Everyone check out the Surprise You Sail at St. Luke's Episcopal Church this Saturday from 8 to 11 in the morning. Joining me now is Barbara Ward and Father Doug Wassinger with St. Luke's Episcopal Church. Guys, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having us.
Have a good day.
You as well. This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street.